A program note. We will be using large simplistic diagrams and hand gestures to help Rick Stacy better understand the news he's about to tell you about.
All right. Yeah.
Well, it's flow, 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 the hurricane. And it's looking like it's gonna cause some pain. Danger is what's in store. Get your sandbags and stay indoors.
Yeah, Flo is, downgraded. Now it's 110-mile-an-hour winds. The eye wall collapsed, and it's a Category 1 or 2.
2, I think.
No, is that, what does that mean when the eye wall collapses?
That means it's just no longer a fully formed, functional hurricane.
Oh, oh, okay.
The center part just went away.
It's now, not the donut, it's a blob now?
Can it reform? Can it?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah, it can get a new clean, you know, shaven eye wall.
Okay.
The safety of American people is my absolute highest priority. We are sparing no expense.
Despite the weakening winds, forecasters are still warning of devastating storm surges and heavy rainfall.
Now the path is kind of leveling out, and notice it's not stalling as much. We're taking it now, almost looks like a guaranteed landfall near Wilmington.
Now, do you remember when we had, what was the last one we had, Irma or Matthew?
Matthew was right before Irma. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Irma was the big one this time last year that we thought was going to be a 5, and it wound up being like a 0.
Yeah. And this is not to equate that with this, but I remember last year when Domino was on the air. It was around 2 o'clock, and it was obvious that this thing was like, there wasn't even a twig on the street. There was nothing going on, but you could see the desperation in the weather guy's eyes.
Right.
Please don't go away. This could still destroy everything. And I'm like,
I need this to live up to the hype I've been putting on it all week.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was, oh, God.
That's too far. In my neighborhood, I had like shutters and everything all in the streets. It was sucked.
The one before it was worse. Irma. Is it Irma?
Yeah, Irma was the one that... And then Matthew the year before that was the one that was nothing, a whole lot of nothing going on.
I don't remember. Hey, Maitland Boulevard, they're going to change that whole thing again. You know, we just had that I-4.
We just did that.
Yeah.
They're now where do we go?
1792. If you go east 1792, like from Maitland, that's going to be gone.
I don't know what that means.
Maitland Boulevard. When you go
is that
east,
what 17? When you say numbers, you confuse me.
When you're going towards 1792, when you want to go to Winter Park or you want to go.
I can't do east west. I need like when you get to the McDonald's, take a left.
What is it with girls with the east west south north south?
Because I don't carry a compass. I'm sorry. I'm not a Girl Scout.
My wife uses the GPS to get home from the diner.
I use the GPS for everything.
See, some people do that. It's like you've lived in this town for well over a decade. How do you not know where you're going?
I've only lived here for
that whole caveman thing. I'm telling you, we're not equal. All those people, women can do anything. Men can do anything. There's a lot of things men can't do that women can, and the opposite's
true as
well.
Like find anything. I swear to Christ, if Harold one more time is like, I can't find the scissors. I'm like, they're in the top drawer. I don't see them. Well, if I come over there and I find them, you got to open the drawer, lift the paper. There it is.
See, but that's fine. That's fine. That's one of their talents, to find stuff in a pile of stuff.
Yeah, but if dudes are lost, they don't admit it.
No.
Because they're supposed to be so
navigational. Dude, Harold will drive around for 45 minutes in back roads. He'll be like, I don't need the GPS. I will figure it out.
Yeah.
That's what you do, too, isn't it?
Girls don't do that.
Do you do that, Rick?
No, I know where I'm at all the time. Southwest, east, north, I know where I'm at.
I always know.
No, yeah, I mean,
I usually have a general good idea.
Yeah, pretty much.
If I go to a place 1 to 2 times.
And we can triangulate.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you have to change the sheets later, but you can triangulate. All right, so a man was impersonating an officer. What is the attraction there? I don't get this. Jonathan Shaddix, 32, who invests... He's making believe he's a cop. He's an off-duty security guard. He's Paul Blart.
Yeah, he has a Chevy Impala decked out with all kinds of LED lights.
Stop.
This audio is actually from his own dash cam on his own fake cop car.
Oh my
he
gosh.
Has a cop car. He has a dash cam. He's chasing people.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen.
Speeds are now 100 miles an hour, 105, 110. Still going. Currently on westbound 46, behind what looks to be a Scion coupe.
Scion.
Black in color.
Scion. If you're going to be a cop, say it right.
He calls the police and he's like, there's some guy speeding. And they're like, all right, dude, well, we'll get on it. And he's like, but I need help now. And they're like, dude, it's a speeder. All right, calm down. So they send the cops out there after he keeps calling them, and they arrest him instead of the speeder.
Oh.
Yeah. Hello.
No good.
Listen, he's going to make a citizen.
Well, he pulled the guy over.
He pulled a guy over. Listen.
Okay, at this point, I'm going to attempt to make a citizen's arrest.
Oh, my gosh.
This is definitely a breach of peace that endangers other people on the roadway.
A breach of peace.
He has a siren.
No, he had sirens. He had an outfit on. He had a gold badge that said security officer.
Maybe he just always wanted to be a cop when he was a little boy.
Oh, you could tell. They showed one picture of his car. I was like, oh. You got an Amazon Prime account and you love the police.
Was it the Ghostbusters ambulance?
It was the Ghostbusters ambulance, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. We're on the same planet. Oh, man. All right, so Apple thinks this is really what you want here, a brown phone.
Dude, that thing is hideous.
It's so ugly. It's like a makeup colored pukey brown.
It's like somebody just took foundation and painted your phone with it.
God. I love my Mac computer. I've always had one. I think it's the best computer out there.
Oh, yeah. MacBook Pro, I'm all on.
Their laptops, everything. Yeah, they're overpriced. They're ridiculously overpriced, but they're amazing.
They do the work, man. Yeah.
Put that all aside. The phone sucks. I hate my iPhone. I hate it so much.
Because you don't know how to work it.
Because it's not intuitive. It's a piece. The Samsung blows all the phones away.
Not accurate.
No, you
ever had a Samsung?
Yeah,
Note?
I used to have all Androids, and then I switched over to iPhone.
No, you have a Samsung, not the all Androids. LG sucks, too.
Apple's the third largest phone producer in the world. First, it's Samsung, then it's Huawei, and then it's Apple.
What's a Huawei?
What the hell?
Huawei is a Chinese phone maker. They're like huge, second largest phone maker on the planet.
What do you have?
How?
I have the iPhone 10,
Samsung,
man.
Yeah.
I have a Huawei.
I have a Huawei. What do you
I'm not going to get Daewoo all over me. Really?
Yeah, you guys ever seen that little picture online? It's there's a one rabbit standing next to a carrot, and it says iPhone, and the top green part of the carrot's really huge, but the bottom part of the carrot's really small.
Uh-huh.
And then the carrot standing next to the Android one's got a regular carrot top, but a huge carrot underneath the ground. It's kind of the same thing.
My favorite is when you're texting another iPhone person, your text is blue, but if somebody in the group it's green, that means they have an Android, and people are like, I don't text poor people.
Oh, God. Now we got to get another phone. What was it, like 3 days before? They put the other phones out just, a week ago?
Yeah.
Now what? We got the XR, the XS, the XS Max. And
they're pretty soon more letters.
It's just the size that's different, right?
Is that all? I don't know.
I don't either.
They remove more features, like no buttons, no holes, nothing. Right?
Smooth block of plastic.
Yeah.
Oh no! The new iPhone is out and I can't afford it! What should I do?
Have you tried keeping your old phone?
What, like the one I have now?
That's right! Instead of spending $1,000 on a marginally better and slightly bigger iPhone, just keep the iPhone you already have!
Wow! Sounds great! What should I buy?
Nothing!
So, should I camp out in front of the Apple Store for 2 days?
No! That's the beauty of nothing!
But if I don't get the new iPhone, how do I brag to my friends about my new iPhone?
Then try all new. Nobody gives a crap about your phone.
Thanks. My old phone works great, and it's all paid for.
Keep your old iPhone. Don't act now, and don't buy anything today.
Before we fall too far into the pumpkin spiced rabbit hole.
Pumpkin beers.
Pumpkin spice muffins.
Pumpkin spice lattes.
The spiciest thing to start your day is Rick, Stacy in the Morning with Jill and Smokestack.